129 17th and 9th 2020 Enfield Council.
Unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone. When you have finished, please hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Hello, Kate. It's Mr. Cordell. I've been trying to contact you a few times, but you've obviously been busy. Obviously, you know I record my calls, so I can prove that I was trying to call you and that you was unavailable. I just wanted to give you a quick update to where I'm at with trying to make my claim against Enfield Council for what they've done to me. Basically, what I've had to do is take all of the applications, as I've explained, the ASBO, the possession order, the other possession order, and take all the pages out of them, transfer all of them, because I just get images, a hard folder given to me, OCR all of them and turn that into text, make any amendments, and it's very hard doing the process, washing up it all back into text, and then I've had to put it all in date order in a diary. I've just completed that. Obviously, it covers the whole of my diary, what's happened and what the dates that everyone's took. I've took every date out of every page of every application, and I put everything so that I have not missed a date of what's happened. Obviously, all of my phone recordings that I made to Enfield Council, Enfield Homes and the rest of it, when they're laughing in the background, telling me I'm not allowed out and all the rest of it. Basically, I've had to transcribe a lot of them up. There's quite a few still to transcribe, but I don't think I'm going to have to do so many. I've sat there and put together the applications together, and I've worked out a scheme, as you should work out a way to manage the reports and to be able to understand what I want to prove. And basically, I've done that. I can prove that the initial 12 bulletins that Lemmy was sending my mother, which I didn't know about, were forged, which added up to 16 allegations, were forged, and that I hadn't done them. I can prove that they weren't in the council's histories, in the people's specific histories, and I can prove that when my mum put her FOI in, these things weren't in the histories, and that the people, the so-called victims who were the true perpetrators that we were messaging about 16 months prior for, and what they were doing, and then you sort of turned them into the victims and me as the perpetrator when it was the wrong way around and what's not, but intentionally done that. I can prove that I can prove the ASBO's completely forged. I can prove that all the allegations were forged. My mum put her FOI in, and when things weren't in the claimants had never met them and the used lot and the rest of it because of the dates of what you've already scheduled and had openly admitted to. I can prove that they were slipped into the history just before the injunction and given to me. I can prove all the time lapses in the rest of it. I can prove that I won every single application in court already. I've already won every application, and surely as Enfield Council and as my leaseholders and landlords and tenants under the Tenancy Act and the rest of it, you should be acting in a non-biased way. But I've already won all of these applications. Surely I've suffered throughout them applications, and I don't see why you are making it so hard, taking a victim statement off of me, but run to everybody else. I understand what you say, that I'm claiming against your insurance, but you've still got to act with courtesy and respect under the Equality Act 2010, and you're obliged to take a statement off me and to have a meeting with me in regards to these issues, especially knowing that I won the case and I've had to suffer 4 years just for the possession order and malicious process, 4 years for them and for the rest. I've basically now just put it all into order. I'm taking out what's not relevant for the dates, because obviously they account for a lot of dates. Lemmy will in his, and Laminia will, and Kenichi will, and Daniel Ellis does, and the whole lot, Jackie Gubby, Louise Brand, Ian Davis being messaged, the whole lot of them, yeah. I can prove when everyone was involved. I can prove what they've done, how they've handled my case, sharing my personal data about, which shouldn't have been, so I can do the lot. I can prove everything, but I'm just basically, if any person comes to me or asks me to come to them, I can show them and I can give them whatever evidence they request that they say, well, you've shown me that, and that's clearly something I should take and put into the case file for the claim. I can do that and I can show exactly what's happened, but because I'm detailing out everything that's happened so I don't miss a single thing and the rest of it, which I can prove, It's taken me a bit longer because they've overfiled me. They've used, gave me too much paperwork to have to deal with as a civilian and a single person who was innocent and never done none of this. You also made me suffer the asthma. I think you catch the drift on my update. If you sort of prepared to meet me, or anyone's prepared to meet me, because I'm not happy that I've got, I'm not allowed to ever meet you. And in the recordings, you're saying to me that you don't think the insurance company will ever take a statement of me or listen to how you used the report that I've had to build to prove these things. And you won't do that, and that you that cheat disabled people, any other person in the same way, that you they have to send, or a person that can't read and write, they have to send you the paperwork, and you won't support them, even knowing that you were in, there's a chance that you were in the wrong in the beginning. If there's a chance, even if there's a chance that I'm, there's a chance that I'm an innocent person.
The maximum length for voice messages. Goodbye.
End of the message. So I'm going to leave it 13:35, 7th of the 9th, 2020, Enfield Council Insurance again.